This is KCUR 89.3. Atchison, Kansas is renovating its old movie house. Like in so many small towns, the old Royal Theater was a community gathering spot and important source of local entertainment. But as life was sucked out of Atchison's downtown and streaming services made staying home to watch movies more like going to the theater, the Royal was shuttered for the last time in 2011. But as KCUR's Laura Ziegler reports, something community leaders heard on KCUR helped them get the renovation off the ground.
The Royal Theater on Atchison's Main Street began in 1912 as a vaudeville theater and later added a silent screen, complete with an in-house piano player. They added talkies when they came along in the 1920s. But as the downtown declined, so did its theater. Midway along Atchison's downtown-covered walking mall, the Royal Theater sign hangs in front of the ticket window that arches out in front of the two front doors. The glass on the ticket window and the doors is covered on the inside by a musty burgundy set of drapes, crusty mud wasps' nests are lodged in the corners of now-playing posters that advertise an Alvin and the Chipmunks movie. But inside, demolition is going on. Travis Grossman's executive director of Atchison's Live Performing Theater, the nonprofit, bought the old movie house and is renovating it.
This was the original concession stand here. So you can kind of see the footprint of where the concession stand was, the old tile. And there's the old box office, the rounded curved box office up front.
Grossman says changes in the movie industry have made saving the Royal difficult. All the new releases, for example, are digital, and upgrading that technology costs tens of thousands of dollars. And the way movies are marketed these days makes it hard for small-town theaters.
They will have a great movie come out, and they insist you have it for 6 weeks, and then they want all of the screen times that you have within that 6 weeks.
So for a small town, everybody sees it in the first two, and
then... You got it. Yeah, it's crickets for the last four.
Without making the movie-going experience special, Grossman says people will stay home and watch Netflix. For all these reasons, investors are reluctant to put money into movie houses in places like Atchison.
And you can see the work that needs to be done. It just didn't pencil out. We couldn't sell enough tickets to service the debt that it was going to create.
Then they got a call out of the blue from this guy.
Okay, I'm Bob Leeper from Leawood, Kansas, Stanley. And about a year ago, I was hearing the program on the KCUR about Atchison, Kansas.
Last year, we did a series of stories about Atchison, and in that reporting, the city's economic development director told us that revitalizing the downtown relied on renovating the old movie theater. And he shared how hard it had been to get funding. That struck a chord with Leeper.
And I knew that there were people in my little hometown, Eldorado Springs, Missouri. They had had similar problems trying to get their movie theater, our movie theater, reactivated.
Leiber says they succeeded by starting a nonprofit community organization. Today, the Opera House Theater in Eldorado Springs is run by a volunteer arts council. The one-screen theater can bring in new releases and show them for just 1 week if they wait until the new movies have had some time in bigger markets. Coming next to Eldorado Springs, Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom, then Mamma Mia and Christopher Robin.
Basically, all I did was I connected two people who were about 150 miles apart, but both with the same interest.
Hey, you know, there's this guy that has a small theater in a town of 1,500. They made it work. You know, why couldn't we? And I said, I agree. You know, I think maybe that nonprofit model is the way to go. Maybe we should switch it.
Grossman says so far they've raised about $1.5 million toward the renovation, and he hopes to have the new triple-screen state-of-the-art movie house open by Christmas. Or if that's too ambitious, they're shooting for spring when Disney releases its remake of the classic Dumbo. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Ziegler.